Hello, baby.
Hey, Jerry Lee.
It's the Big Bopper speaking. It's not Jerry Lee. It's the Big Bopper.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
No, it's the Big Bopper. Oh. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm sore.
You're sore. What do you want to do? Tell.
Yes, I want to tell.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. 1 second.
Okay.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Uprooted Podcast. That's Sore Christine.
And that is not Sore John.
No, very relaxed and feeling good John over here.
Yeah.
All right. Tell us why you're sore.
So one of our listeners, Kelly. Hey, Kelly. Talking about you.
Hi, Kelly.
She has been like slaying it lately. She's been working really hard. She's been eating great. She looks fabulous. And she turned me on to this new video game. I'm not a gamer, so it's a little weird for me, but I'm super, super into it. It's Ring Fit Adventures for the Nintendo Switch, and it's kicking my butt.
Good thing we had a Nintendo Switch just lying around.
Well, I wouldn't have gotten it if we didn't have one.
True. This is true.
That our son never touches, so. Yeah, but I love it, and I'm super excited about it, but I'm really sore.
I don't want to take the wind out of your sails or Kelly's. But I mean, you know, like Nintendo tried this before with the Wii Fit.
Yeah, and they did a great job.
Did anyone really like lose weight and get shredded from this thing? It's
no,
a video
I don't
game,
think you're
right?
It's just supposed to get you moving. Was it not supposed to get you shredded?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Stupid. Can you actually sustain and have a real workout program and a legit exercise routine with a video game?
Well, we're going to.
I don't know.
We're going to find out if it does anything for me. Give it a shot.
I say if it gets you moving, then fine. Who cares?
Yeah, I mean, it's gotten me moving more than not, so.
I'm just speaking on behalf of, like, devil's advocate on the gaming systems like Nintendo. Like, are you just trying to sell games? Or are you really trying to, do you really believe this is, like, a fitness solution?
I don't know either.
That's
whatever. The point is that I'm moving and I'm sore and it's actually doing something for me and it's getting me motivated to get moving.
And that's half the battle, as G.I. Joe would say.
Yeah. And right now it's really cold and snowy outside. So I can't really go outside and exercise. I mean, I could, but it would not be enjoyable.
It's great for
and that wouldn't motivate me to do it. So
it's perfect for colder climates if you want to work out at home.
Right. Or for parents who are busy, you can do it at home.
Well, good. I'm glad you like it.
Good.
It looks interesting.
It's fun.
All right. Do you have a question?
Yeah, our question for the week. Are you ready for this one?
I think so, yeah.
I would like to discuss what you believe to be the most inappropriate movie to make into a porno. I was thinking about this the other day.
Why were you thinking of this?
That's because what I want to know. So remember how, like, we try to make movies into porn names for the movie.
Yeah.
Like the porn identity and.
Yeah.
What were some of the other ones we've come up with before?
Well, I think this all started from when we watched 40-Year-Old Virgin and there was the.
Yes. I don't even want to see them.
Harry Twatter.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's always. Oh, and also on. I think there was some that we used to come across flipping through channels like The Hills Have Thighs and.
Yeah. So anyway, I was thinking about how we used to do that, how we used to turn movie titles into porno names.
Yes.
And then I was thinking, what would be like really bad ones to remake into a porno?
Okay. Am I going first?
Sure.
So you kind of put me on the spot on this one. And there's some dark alleys you can go down that I just don't want to touch. Like,
right.
You mentioned Schindler's List. That's a heavy subject. Let's not even go there.
Hey, it's not a good one. That's.
But I think I'm going to go on another taboo angle, and I'm going to say Jurassic Park.
Oh.
First of all, you can come with a fabulous name.
I can kind of see some.
Ass is already in there.
Right.
And you could just say Jurassic Pork. Done.
Okay.
But the reason I think it's inappropriate is because the dinosaurs are going to have sex, and then you're getting into bestiality stuff, and it's a little weird.
That is a tick weird.
Having sexual relations or watching genetically computer-engineered animals having sex. So I think it's inappropriate.
Okay.
Plus, there were kids in it. I don't know. It just gets a little weird.
Yeah, just a little strange.
The setup's there, though. Like I said, ass is already in it, and just change park to pork, and you're done.
Right.
So it's a pretty simple solution, but, you know. I think it's a little borderline.
It's pretty inappropriate.
Inappropriate, yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
What's yours?
So mine's kind of along the same lines, and I was flip-flopping between two different ones to say. And I kind of went on the angle of like kids movies probably are not the best to make into pornos because they're children's movies. So for some reason, the one that came to mind was Flipper.
Okay.
Because I just don't see that working so well. Yeah.
Yeah. It's too bad.
That's the animal situation going on there too.
It's too bad because that's a Flipper on itself is a good porn name because it's like I envision it being about a girl you can just flip back and forth all the time.
There you go. I like
it. She's a flipper.
I like it. Or you could change it to stripper.
Yeah. I'm not sure I'm familiar with the movie Flipper.
Good.
What is it about a dolphin, I guess?
Yeah. So it's kind of like oh my gosh, what's that dog? The border collie.
Lassie.
Yeah. It's kind of like Lassie. Flipper like saves people and got to save Flipper.
Lassie's good dolphin. Too. You just call it Assie.
There you go. Old Yeller. That's a really bad one. basically any Disney movie, probably not.
Old Yeller. These are perfect porn names. The Old Yellers, just you leave it alone. And it's about old people that about are really loud.
They have sex after their dog dies. All right.
No, get the dog part. I'm just saying use the name. It's just about old people that yell really loud when they're climaxing.
Okay. Oh my, please don't ever do that again.
Oh, that was loud. What are some other ones? Now you got me thinking.
What are some adult, like not adult, but like, you know what I mean? Like grown up movies that would not be good. I'm trying to think.
Yeah.
Because it was easy just to pick a kid's one. I mean, that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. There's so many out there. This could take up a whole show.
Yeah. Huh. Interesting.
All right. Well, I like it.
Okay.
Is that it?
That was my question.
All right.
Are we out of things to say already?
Yeah, I think so. All right. Let's wrap it up.
Okay.
No, I was thinking about how I really wanted to say some bad words just a minute ago, but I gave them up for Lent.
Right.
So the show might be a little boring for 40 days. Well, not boring.
I don't think your bad words make the show.
You're right. It's already boring. It can't get any more boring.
Not going to get any better if you say a bad word.
That's true. But there were times when we were talking about the sex movies where I could have used F, but I couldn't.
Yeah, but the best thing that you could do is to find like a funnier word to put in there.
Well, I was, yes. In my example, it just wouldn't have worked. I was going to change the name of Flipper to Effer. But I can't say it.
Got it.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Good times.
Yeah.
Well, what should we talk about tonight? Parenting, relationships, all the stuff?
I thought you wanted to talk about our mental wonderful health. Son.
Yes, I did.
This seems very amateur hour right now. I don't know what's going on.
I mean, it is. We're not professionals or anything.
Really. Okay. Super uncomfortable.
I'm sorry, the daughter coming down and then now all I can think about are porn movies.
Okay, well, I told you ahead of time what the question was.
Like, not actual porn, but thinking about other movies that could become porn movies. Very distracted. Anyway, as we've said before, Jacob has autism spectrum disorder, right?
Yes.
ASD. Mm-hmm. And we decided to join a group on Facebook a couple months ago, right?
Yeah, I mean, as soon as we heard, pretty much, I wanted to like get some support from parents and
right, and the support
other people in our.
I'm glad you said support because that's perfect. Support's a good thing to have if you're dealing with some issues with your kids. But I'm starting to get a little pissed off.
Yeah, me too.
People are posting things on there about their disdain for their kids and how frustrated they are. And yesterday, someone posted something and they used the hashtag "I'm so sick of this."
Right.
And it cut me deep. I couldn't sleep. I was pissed off. I was really pissed off.
I mean, I wasn't pissed off. I was like sad. Sad for that kid.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. I felt really bad for the kid. And it really pissed me off because I feel like.
Do you want to explain like what they were sick of? Because I think that's partly why we're so upset.
Yeah, that's super important. You're right. The post said that. I'm trying to say this right because there was some sarcasm in there that pissed me off as well. She was basically saying that her kid, I don't know if it was a boy or a girl, I can't remember, will only eat character shape mac and cheese. not the regular elbow.
Which I gotta say does not taste better than regular
cheese. There's not enough surface area to hold the cheese.
It's not good.
It's gross.
And the noodles are always super stale.
Yeah.
It's just not good. Yeah. Anyway, moving on.
You can't take like a cutout of a Woody and get the cheese to lather on it. It never looks
like that anyway.
Either. Right. Like, what are we even doing here?
Doesn't even look like the character.
Yeah. Alphabet soup, all that crap. Just.
Okay, whatever.
I don't need to eat letters. I'm good.
Moving on.
Anyway, she said that's the stage right now, or that's where my life is at now. And then her hashtag said, I'm so sick of this.
Right.
And what pissed me off was, after learning about Jacob the way he is, are some of his things frustrating? Tedious? Sure. Of course. Sometimes I just want him to get to the point when he's telling me a story. Sometimes his literalness is too much to handle. But as we've learned more about this through his diagnosis and everything else, I'm starting to really respect it and see how special and amazing he is.
Right. I think it's important to explain to our listeners who maybe don't quite understand autism and food.
Yes. Go ahead. You know it better than me.
It's a sensory thing for many autistic people. Food is difficult. And our son is no exception. He doesn't like weird textures. If things are too mushy, he doesn't want to eat them. He doesn't like grainy things. Like, he cannot physically eat the leaves on the top of the broccoli.
Yeah.
Because it's too grainy.
Yeah.
We've had several instances where something just doesn't sit with him right, and he literally throws it up.
He's gotten much better about that.
He is much better about it.
When he was a baby, though, or a kid, it was bad.
It was really bad. A couple restaurants we had to leave.
Quite embarrassing.
After puking all over the table.
Yeah.
So it is a sensory thing. And so a lot of autistic people just don't want to try new things because they're too afraid of the texture of what it's going to taste like. Is it going to be too spicy? Is it going to be too hot? Is it going to make them throw up? Like, whatever it is. So they don't like to try new things. Mm-hmm. Our son is doing so great with that lately.
Oh, yeah. He tried sushi the other day.
He's doing fabulous with it. But some people are not as good at that.
Right.
So it's not uncommon for autistic people to fixate on one particular meal or just a few particular foods that they will eat.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see as a parent how that can get super frustrating. Like, if I had to constantly make him chicken nuggets and applesauce like he used to when he was a kid.
Yeah.
Every night, because that's all he'll eat, I can see how that can get very frustrating. However, I think you and I are super frustrated because there are so many worse things they could be doing to say, I'm so over this.
Yeah.
Give your kid the character macaroni and cheese. It's not a big deal. There are so many other things that they could be dealing with, you know?
Just within this disorder.
Just within this one tiny disorder.
Not even having that. You could have a paraplegic or a kid with cancer.
Right. You could have a very low-functioning autistic child who can't even go to the bathroom on their own. I mean, I would pick character macaroni and cheese over having to change my 10-year-old's diapers.
It's not that big a deal.
It's really not. And in the grand scheme of things that you are going to have to fight with your children about, or that you already fought with your children about, is it really that big of a deal?
No.
Even for a neurotypical child.
Yeah, I know.
It's not something I'm going to get frustrated and fed up with.
That's what pisses me off the most about this, is I guarantee you she has some textures and food issues that she has as well. Everybody has that.
Right.
Neurotypical or not. And I've been saying through this whole thing with Jacob that I feel like everybody has a little bit of their own autism spectrum.
For sure.
Diagnosed or not, everybody has their little quirks. And when it comes to food, a lot of people do. You have texture. Everybody has sensory things.
So have you ever seen those?
I mean, come on.
Have you seen those Facebook posts that go around and they have like a huge list of foods and you're supposed to get a point for everyone you won't eat?
Yeah.
I'm always like in the 50s.
Yeah.
There's so many things that I won't even touch.
Right.
And it's just... I have a texture thing too. I don't like weird textures. I can't do grainy. I have a weird smell thing. Like, if it doesn't smell good, I can't eat it.
Yeah. A lot of people have that. Good,
I can't do it. Like fish, for example.
Right.
I just can't eat it.
Right.
Because I smell it and it just really bothers me. So I don't know. I think you and I got frustrated because that group sometimes harps on things that are not, in the grand scheme of things, something to really be that upset about. And I think I've said on this show before, I'm an empath. So I feel everyone's feelings. So it's really, really hard for me to feel one way or the other on things. I feel what they feel because I'm like, yes, I can see how that's super frustrating. And in their life, that might be the only thing that they're dealing with. But then I also feel other people who don't even have a child.
Yeah.
They would kill for a child who fixates on character macaroni and cheese. So it's hard for me to be one way or the other, but.
Well, I'm not an empath. I don't give an F about your feelings. What just bothers me is the actual whole concept of this. Like, just being able to have a kid,
right,
typical or not, is a gift.
Yeah.
And you're upset about this? Like, I just don't get it.
I know.
To put a hashtag when you're talking about your kid, I'm so sick of this, that just really bothers me.
It did. It bothered me too.
The kid's not going to bed. I'm so sick of that because it's frustrating. I wish they would just go to bed without incident. Right. That's a behavior thing that is just defiant and stupid. It has nothing to do with any issues. And I'm frustrated, very frustrated. That's what happened in the beginning of the show when you called me an amateur. I was very mad. I couldn't pull my thoughts together. And I think that's okay to lament about online. But if your kid has this issue, this syndrome that they didn't ask for, and you're putting it for that, I don't think that's fair.
I think that's what it is. I think we're a little touchy on the kids on the spectrum. We're quick to defend because we have one now and we are being mama and papa bear to the things that they can't fix that. There's nothing they can do to change that.
And for me, when I looked at it, I just see it as, I'm starting to realize that all those little quirks they're awesome. That's what makes them different and special. So I think that's cool. I think it's funny.
Right.
Like, it's not something I would be tired of. You just go buy the damn character.
So
mac and cheese.
Right.
What's going on here?
It's a difference between like what you said, the kid's not going to bed when we've asked them to go to bed. That's a behavior. It's absolutely something they can fix.
They're just being jerks.
It is absolutely something they can change.
Exactly.
The food situation is not something they can change. It's like saying your blue eyes frustrate me, change them.
Right.
There's nothing you can do about it. Yeah. You can put contact lenses on it and try to change it, but they're still going to be blue. You can, you know, make regular macaroni and cheese and tell them stuff it in your face and just get over it, but they're still going to hate it. So it's just, it's one of those things. You can't change it. So why fight it? I think that's what I said. Pick your battles was my hashtag.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? Was that what I said?
It was, yeah.
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 I said there could be a lot worse things. I said hashtag pick your battles.
I just think that person should have their parenting license, if there is a thing, suspended, not revoked.
No, you don't know. Okay.
They need rehabilitation.
The empath in me is going, you don't know what happened in their household that night. You don't know if, and I got to say this. This is what I'm going to say about the food situation. He is so picky that I get a lunch thing that I know he likes and I will make it for him. And one day he'll come home and I don't like this anymore. And it's so frustrating because I finally found one thing he'll eat and now I've got that off the list.
I get it. I'm not saying.
I don't know what happened in her house. We don't know what was going on that evening. We don't know how hard she fought to get him to even eat any or her to eat anything. I don't know.
Yeah.
We can only assume, but if that's the case, she probably should have worded it a little bit different.
Right. That's all I'm saying.
Explained what was going on.
That's all I'm saying.
Because the way that she posted it and the words that she chose sounded extremely ungrateful to even have a child to worry about.
And like you said, there's so many other people in that group alone that are fighting so many other battles.
I mean, there was a woman a few weeks ago who said they had to commit their child to a mental institution because they were violent against them.
There's people beating up their parents and other people. Yeah.
And it's like, and you're worried about macaroni and cheese?
So anyway. That's my beef with it, is that I know all the stuff's frustrating. Your thing you said about Jacob's frustrating. He frustrates me all the time with stuff. But I'm not going to go on Facebook in general or especially in that forum and complain about it, because we've got it easy. We've got it so easy compared to so many people that don't even deal with this.
I know.
So I'm not going to. Yeah, I just can't do it.
I guess what we're saying is look at your child for who they are. Pick your battles.
Yeah.
In the grand scheme of things. Like, I love what Dr. Laura said when she was talking to us. Like, what are your goals for your child? Is this going to help you reach those goals? You know, is your goal for your child to be a culinary chef at the end of their life? Then sure. Then yes, this is absolutely something you should be upset about. They
need to widen their horizons a little bit.
Right. Yes. You should absolutely be harping on the macaroni and cheese. But if it's just for your kid to be a good kid, to make others feel comfortable and included, then you need to do the same.
If it's to get them to calm down and just be normal in air quotes for the night, then who cares?
Right.
I guess that's my thing.
To function in society?
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, we do have it easy, though, because Jacob tried a California roll the other day, and he actually liked it.
He did. He really did. Weird. Isabel did not at all.
The things he'll pick and choose that he likes are so strange.
Yeah, it is really strange.
He likes spicy chicken nuggets, but the vegetable chips were too spicy today. I don't know.
You know what I think he was trying to say? I don't think he meant spicy, like, hot.
They're flavorful, yes.
I think he meant too many spices.
Yes. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He doesn't enjoy things that have too many flavors.
Yes.
Too many flavors is not good for him.
Keep it simple with him.
Yes.
Well, anyway, it pissed me off.
I know. It made me upset too.
And now every little thing I read on there is starting to piss me off a little more. So I don't know.
That group has started to become like a complaining spot, which makes me sad.
Yeah. A lot of groups have, unfortunately.
But what I will say about that group is that there's a lot of things people will post that I recognize it in Jacob. And it makes me not feel alone. Like, I'll see something and I worry. Like, for example, he can't tie his shoes very well. He can.
Yeah.
But they don't stay tied very tightly because he doesn't quite have it down just yet. And it takes him a really long time to do it. And every time I thought about that, I just thought, like, oh my gosh, this is so embarrassing. My 10-year-old can't tie his shoes. But then learning that part of his diagnosis, part of his issues that he has, is he has really low motor functions. And I didn't know that was part of this. And so this whole group, somebody posted, like, I found these shoes for the kids to slip on. And I was like, oh my gosh, these are amazing. And I was like, oh wow, like, I didn't realize this was something that had to do with this.
Right.
So now my kid's not weird anymore.
Exactly.
He's not weird. Yeah. He's totally normal.
A lot of people like this.
Yeah, and so I feel like this group helps me to, like, oh my gosh, he fixed it on dinosaurs too when he was six. So did mine.
Yeah.
You know, so it just makes me feel really not alone.
Yeah.
As much as everybody complains, I love to hear, like, you posted the story of Jacob's football team name.
Yeah, don't say it. I don't want anybody to steal it.
I'm not going to. But a lot of people post stories like that or post their kids' reaction to something or comments about things. And it's like, that sounds exactly like my kid.
Yeah. And so, those are fun, and I like those because they do make you feel more included. But some of these other ones, I don't know. Yeah. Maybe I'm...
No, I know. I hear you.
Hey, I'm trying to get a hold of my anger and mental health, you know? So some things still set me off, though.
Right.
And that's one of them. Like you said, it's a mama bear coming out.
Well, you're a papa bear.
Yeah, whatever. It's 2021.
Oh, you're going to be mama too now.
I'm a they bear.
You're a they bear?
Yeah.
An it bear?
Yeah.
A them bear?
All-inclusive, baby.
I like it. I had to put my pronouns for the first time ever in my life the other day.
Oh, yeah. What did you choose?
What do you mean? What did I choose?
Kidding. That reminds me of something I should bring up real quick. Somebody in the town, one of the town web pages or Facebook pages, like, referred to me as a pronoun guy.
A pronoun guy?
Yeah. Because I was beating him up. He's an idiot. He likes to chirp at everybody.
Yeah, he's the one that I had problems with. Right. Remember?
And he always chirps with bad grammar. And his profile picture is a full American flag Jeep with a huge Trump flag. And listen, I've said before openly, I'm Republican, but I'm not like that. Mm-mm. And those people give Republicans a real bad name, just like the idiots that stormed the Capitol and everything else. Anyway, he's chirping and he's being really disrespectful to some other people.
Yeah.
And so I step in, they bear, I step in and I say, you know, stop chirping. And if you're going to chirp, chirp with the right grammar. And I corrected all his mistakes. And he called me, he goes, are those pronouns? And I'm like, no, they're just grammar. And he goes, you seem like the pronoun type. And so I started to catch on and I just responded back. Like, I know what you're trying to say. You're trying to call me a Democrat. You're trying to call me gay, potentially, whatever. I know what you're trying to say. Right. And I just said, nope, not that, but I am the educated type. And boy, he stopped. He said, he said, you know what? I don't have time for you.
It's funny.
Completely shut him down.
It's funny because when I started on it, first of all, I got one person like, oh, I hate people and crank people's gaming.
Yeah.
I got one of those people.
Just so you know.
But what they don't understand is that I normally don't. And there, trust me, it's all over the place and it drives me insane.
Yeah.
I normally don't. But when you start picking on people, that's when I go for it. Like when you're going to be a troll, I'm going to start picking on you. And so this lady that jumped in and told me all this wasn't realizing what was going on and how mean he was being.
Right.
But the whole post was about teachers, right? And how
the one I was on?
Wasn't he upset about them?
No. Yeah. It was something like that. It wasn't about teachers, but he made it about that.
Yeah. It was like anti, basically.
Yes.
And I'm sure he was being so sarcastic, but like through my whole thing, he found out I was a teacher. So then he was like, oh, we're so thankful for people like you. And like just being really stupid about it. But
super condescending.
But yes, but he just, whatever. He doesn't know what else to say.
No. So. Yeah. And he's dumb. And when you start throwing a little knowledge his way, he shuts down.
Yeah.
And so I shut him down. I felt very good about that.
Yeah, good. I did too.
Anyway. Hey, how's that relationship workbook coming?
Just like our relationship. We're too busy for it.
It's come. Oh.
Oh, no. That's not happening either.
How dare you? Come on. Now is that? This is very poor timing for that joke.
I don't get it. What joke did I make? I didn't make a joke.
You said that that's not happening, and you know full well that it did. at least once.
At least twice?
Yeah. So, come on. Cut me a little slack
over
here.
Since we have two children, I guess?
No. Since then. How dare you?
At least twice since then. Okay.
Yeah. Come on. You're being coy for the audience because you don't want to be embarrassed.
At least twice.
But it was not within the last 8 years.
No, not in the last eight
it
years.
It may or may not have been. It may or may not have been within the last 14 hours? I don't know. Can't do the math. Anyway, you're turning red now. Anyway, for the relationship piece, we promised 2 weeks ago we were going to do this workbook.
2 weeks ago.
What's going on? Why aren't we doing
this?
I don't know.
I feel like we just don't want to make time for it. I don't know. Maybe it's something Dr. Laura should hop on and help us with.
Well, I think we want to make time for it. I do. But I'll tell you what my issue is. I feel like we record on Monday. This releases on Thursday. So nobody will know about it till Thursday.
Right.
And it's like a 5-day thing, right?
Right.
Well, so we need to do it from Monday to Monday, yes?
Yes. Okay, so we're supposed to introduce it and say, we're going to be doing this thing. And then the next Monday we come back when we record and we say, oh my gosh, we did this week.
Okay. Well, then let's do it. Let's do it. Let's start tomorrow.
Okay.
Where is it? Let's find it, first of all.
I don't even know. I might have thrown it away.
Let's reprint it and do it again.
I will reprint it.
Because I feel like we owe it to the audience.
I know. And ourselves.
But while we were putting this together tonight, we talked about how it's kind of funny how this happens within our relationships as well. When you get really busy and things are going on, you just forget to make time for these important things. You forget to make time for each other.
Right.
Sometimes. It's hard, man.
It is.
This thing called life is pretty... No. Come on. You're on a roll over there.
Sorry.
I mean, was I with someone else last night? What's going on here? I'm so confused.
It must have been a blue moon. Let's just say that.
No. What? We did not drink blue moon.
We didn't. We should, though, because I really miss cinnamon horchata.
Yeah, they don't make it anymore. They discontinued it. You're the only one that liked it.
So hurtful. Today, I'm not the only one. I posted it one time, and people were like, oh my gosh, how did I know about this?
Oh my God, it's a churro in your mouth.
It's a churro, an alcoholic churro.
In your mouth.
In your mouth.
Yes.
In a bottle.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
As we record this, it's National Margarita Day, and we do not have a margarita anywhere in this
anything.
House.
Anything. What is going on? This was not well planned out tonight.
We haven't had a cocktail in quite a while on this show.
Yeah.
I don't know why. We just kind of stopped doing it.
Yeah.
And the shows have gotten progressively worse.
All right. Next week, we'll have a cocktail again.
Next week, we'll have a cocktail and we'll have the stupid relationship workbook. And you will make less jokes about my, whatever you just said, something about it's not hard. I mean, are we talking about my abs or my, what are we talking about here? What's not hard? Do enlighten us.
Nothing. Life. Life is not hard.
Life is very hard. Dealing with you and your little innuendos and your little jabs at me.
It's not a jab at you.
Yeah, it is.
It's a jab at our entire relationship.
It's that bad, huh?
Yeah, it is.
We have a relationship podcast. We should probably.
We do. Well, yeah, okay.
All right.
All right. All right. Well, we're going to do it.
We're going to do it.
The workbook.
Oh, yeah. And the other thing. Maybe.
Maybe.
We'll see.
If I don't fall asleep.
Exactly. Okay. We figured out from many episodes ago the conundrum with Wanda. I should really record that sound clip so I can play your version of it every time.
What? What are you talking about?
We started watching WandaVision.
We did, but what? Rewind. What are you talking about? What are you recording? What am I doing?
We're not recording anything.
What did I do?
We're recording a podcast. This is Planet Earth. I'm John. Hi.
Forget it. Moving on. I guess I'm confused what you're talking
about. I said we solved.
We did.
We were confused about who Wanda was. Remember, we did all that whole thing.
Oh, man. We even connected it to something we watched and didn't get.
What?
X-Men.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Well, not yet. Not yet.
What do you mean, not yet?
Or have we... Well, how have we made that... We haven't gotten to that episode yet.
No, but we've determined that that's the situation.
Yes.
Except, doesn't he have a different name in X-Men than he does with her? Wasn't his name something else in X-Men?
His name's just... well, I don't know. He goes by Silver Surfer.
I gotta figure this out.
Yeah, look it up. Because she was calling him Pietro or something,
yeah,
right?
She's calling him Pietro.
Pietro. Yeah.
We need to talk to your friends, because why is she all of a sudden completely English?
So that's why I'm talking about this. You're burying the lead here.
I'm sorry.
Who's
I'm sorry.
Amateur hour now?
Sorry.
Enough with the hard dick jokes and pay attention, okay?
Okay.
Anyway, we started watching WandaVision. We're very confused, and we said that we would have them on to help us with X-Men and all that stuff. Please, what is it?
So
I'm on the edge of my seat over here.
I don't know how we didn't put two and two together earlier.
Maximoff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's his name.
That's his first name?
No, that's his last name.
Maximoff Maximoff? Maxwell Maximoff?
No. Here it says Peter.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So Pietro would be Peter.
Is, yeah.
In
Wanda language?
English.
Wandaese.
But it's Peter Maximoff. So I don't know why we didn't. Put those two, although I had no idea her name was Wanda Maximoff, so
well I thought I knew it was Maximoff, but I didn't, because I think Captain America calls her that just by her last name, or somebody does in one of the movies, but I had no idea it was Wanda either, which I think it's covered in a couple of the movies, we just didn't pay attention
probably.
Anyway, we're not as geeky as them, but I want to have them on soon, maybe. Yeah. Next episode I need to send them an email.
Do it, because I'm confused.
I found out listening to their show today that they're doing it in like seasons. So they only have like four more episodes left in season one. So we got to catch them quick.
I am confuzzled.
Yeah, I am too. I think it's starting to come together though. Yesterday gave a little backstory. I think it's episode four that we were in.
Mm-hmm.
Gave a little backstory as to what's going on. I feel like she's controlling the whole
right
space-time continuum. Let's
not ruin it for people who haven't
seen it.
Yeah,
it's a trip. It's good. I suggest watching it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to really power through the first two, because you're going to be like, what is going on here?
Seriously, at the end of it, we were like, what just happened?
Yeah, I'm still kind of doing that, but it's good. I enjoy it.
It's good.
It's funny. I thought the first two, even if you don't know what's going on, were entertaining.
They're funny.
Yeah.
Very well done, I think.
Okay, well, this is a good setup for the real review.
Real review.
We watched The Shining.
Yes, we did.
It was good. I loved it.
I'm surprised. I didn't think you would like it.
Why? Please, I want to know why.
Because I felt like you would think it was a little bit boring.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I can see that.
You like action-y things.
I do, but
this one's not quite action-y.
I also really like psychological things where I have to figure it out. And I'm really a big fan of things that are really well shot.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like strong performances. And Jack Nicholson's performance was
insane.
Amazing.
So good. And he's really good in this.
I couldn't sleep that night after we watched it. So I'm on my phone trying to go through all this stuff. Like, did this win any awards? Did it get nominated? Nothing.
Nothing. I know.
Director, picture, actor, nothing.
Yeah.
Which I was just blown away by.
Even the sound, like the... What scene? I guess it was the last scene where everything's kind of coming together, like coming to a head. And it's like constant boom, 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 in the background. You don't realize it because it's background music. Yeah, it's
fantastic.
But it like really hypes you up. You're like, oh, what's going on? It like really...
I don't think Stanley Kubrick ever won award for anything. I think he's one of those people that got completely shut out.
I don't
know
about that. I'm not sure about that.
And I love me some Stanley Kubrick. I've seen...
yes, he's one of my favorites.
I've seen Full Metal Jacket's one of my favorites of all time.
Are you sure he didn't get it for Eyes Wide Shut?
I don't think so. Nobody understood that. It was like weird.
It was really weird.
And it had the whole taboo sex angle. So it's like, I don't know that would ever get the attention of the critics or the Academy. Full Metal Jacket, though, is weird, too. Like, the first half of it is tremendous, and then the second half's a slow burn.
Oh, we forgot about 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Did he win stuff for that?
Yeah, so he got a BAFTA Award for Best Film for Dr. Strangelove, an Academy Award for Best Visual Effects for 2001 A Space Odyssey, BAFTA for Outstanding British Film for Dr. Strangelove.
What's a BAFTA?
Oh, he's got, like, a ton...
Yeah, I'm talking about British, the big... I'm talking about Oscars, though. I don't know. Like, Best Director. I think he's... it stands out to me that he's one of the guys that didn't get it ever in his career. Because his films were just kind of strange.
Well, I mean, he got an Academy Award for Best Visual Effects for 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Right. I feel like he needs to get it for Best Director in this one. I mean, this was a fantastic movie. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. He's good. I enjoy his work.
I think it's 86% certified on the Rotten Tomatoes.
Was it?
Yeah, I give it I'll give it a 97. And the only reason it's losing 3 points is because they said The Shining.
But I have to argue with you on this one. They have to. It won't make sense. They have to explain where the title came from.
Yeah, you're right. You're fine. You're like, right.
Why is it called The Shining? If you watch that and they didn't say The Shining in it, wouldn't you go, huh? Why'd they call it The Shining? Nothing shiny.
No, I think that's part of the allure of movies like this to try to figure it out after the fact.
Yeah, but not that, though.
I don't know.
That's like having a movie called, Alcoholism, and you can't say the word. It's like, why is it called that?
There
then?
Are some movies where they get a pass because they're talking about historical events or it's someone's name, like Harry Potter or whatever. But there's also some movies like, why are they calling it a Phantom Menace? Who is the Phantom Menace? And that's a bad movie.
It's a terrible movie.
But they never come out and say, we've got a Phantom Menace on the loose.
I think your issue has started with one thing that's completely understandable, and then you've just taken it way too far. Like, I totally get, I hate it when people like stare at the camera and like purposely say the title. Like, I completely get that when it's super cheesy and you know they put it in there so you could get the title in the movie.
Yeah.
Totally get it. Yeah. But for things like The Shining, he didn't be like, oh, it's The Shining. It wasn't cheesy.
It was a little bit like that.
No, it wasn't. He just said, my grandma calls it Shining and explained what it was. And he said, some places shine and some people shine.
Okay, you're right. I'll give you a free pass on this.
Explaining what The Shining is.
Okay.
You frustrate me.
Sometimes I like it. Other times it really bothers me. Like in Maid of Honor, the best movie of all time, it needs to be there. Right? I mean, they have to say, will you be my maid of honor? And you look at the camera.
Well, yeah, but it's spelled differently, isn't it?
Of course, but it's perfect. I mean, that's a perfect movie. And they do it. I'm just saying sometimes I like where it's like on an album. I like when the name of the album has nothing, none of the songs are called that. I really like that because you're like, why did they call it that? Why did they call it this? You know what I mean? I don't know. I'm strange. I'm very strange.
You are really
weird.
We've
covered this before on many episodes. I'm messed up. I've got issues, many of them. Mm-hmm. This is one of them. It just really frustrates me when I watch a movie and they say the title in the movie. I like to try to figure out who is the Rise of Skywalker. See what I'm saying? Which Skywalker is rising? What are we talking about here?
Okay. I guess.
Who is the New Hope?
So all Star Wars, basically.
Because those are examples of where they did not ever say the title, not one time, ever. Oh, okay. maybe they didn't Last Jedi. Anyway, carry on. What did you think? You've seen it before.
I've seen it a bunch of times before, and it's hard for me to rate it because I've seen it so many times. I think I mentioned last episode that it's always the movie I pick when I'm sick,
mm-hmm.
because it's actually fairly quiet. It's a pretty quiet film. and it's long. So if I fall asleep, I didn't miss anything.
Yeah.
It's, you know, whatever. So I've seen it a lot of times. It was interesting to like stay awake through it this whole time because normally I fall asleep because I'm sick. So I'm trying to go back to the first time I saw it and I was pretty blown away. So I'd give it in the 95s.
Yeah. You know what else bothered me a little bit, bumped me the wrong way?
What?
Is that the main character's name is Jack, and that's his real name. And Danny, that's his real name as well. I don't like it when they do that either.
I don't think they meant to. Isn't that their names in the book?
You don't think they tried to cast Jack? Like,
no.
It just seems too coincidental to me. He worked with
Stanley Kubrick several times, so I think he just is like a Woody Allen. You just pick all the people you know. Who else does that? Apatow, he does that too.
Oh, and Adam Sandler, and yeah.
Adam Sandler, yeah. It's all the people you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you gotta hook up your buddies.
Right. So I think it's just that. I mean, Jack Nicholson's just fantastic at playing crazy people.
I think he might be a little crazy himself in real life.
Crazy. I think it's the eyebrows. I think the eyebrows do it.
Yeah, and the mouth. He's got that.
Yeah, that crazy.
Here's Johnny.
The Joker.
Yeah. Anyway, it was very good.
I'm super excited about next week, though.
Dr. Sleep Love?
Just Dr. Sleep.
Oh, that's another inappropriate porn one. You don't want to be Dr. Sleep when it comes to doing the sex.
That would not be a kid.
Yeah, that'd be boring.
No, that would be bad. yeah, I'm super, super excited. And I think I found maybe the connection.
Oh.
Last night while we were watching already. Remember I mentioned it?
No.
Okay, so.
Oh, yes. Yes, I do remember. But
for
go ahead.
People who haven't seen the movie, it's a little boy who has The Shining, which he learns is he can see things that have happened in places, basically. And usually they're really scary, freaky things. But anyway.
They're not shiny, but yeah.
He's got this thing he calls the little boy that lives in his mouth, and his name is Tony.
Yes.
And he talks through his finger. Tony talks through his finger. So he was explaining to, what is his name?
Scatman Crothers?
Yeah.
The chef.
Yes, but that's not his name.
Yeah, I don't know.
Whatever. Anyway, he's explaining to him, the guy who's telling him what The Shining is, that it's almost like he falls asleep when Tony's talking to him.
Oh, yeah. Dr.
And showing
Sleep.
Him things.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if that has something to do with next week.
Is this like a Star Wars situation where Stanley Kubrick always wanted to do a sequel, but the effects weren't there or something?
Oh, I don't think so. I don't know how this came about.
Stanley Kubrick's dead, so he didn't do Dr. Sleep. So this is like, is this like a remake kind of thing? Or
no, it's like a sequel. Ewan McGregor is Danny.
No, I get it. But I just wonder if this was planned back in
1980. I have no idea. I mean, I'm only assuming that it's probably a book.
Yeah, is it a Stephen King book? That's what I'm just curious.
Let's find out.
Sorry, I thought you knew.
No, I didn't, honestly. I just was told that it was a sequel. This is funny. So in the book, the movie that we just read, he's Danny Torrance, right?
Yeah.
It says, struggling with alcoholism, Dan Torrance.
Oh, Dan. Well,
now he's a grown-up
guy.
Yeah,
you gotta grow up, you know?
Now he's a grown-up man. Yeah. It says, no, it's... Oh, yeah. No, it's based on the 2013 novel. So it wasn't even a novel until 2013. It's the sequel to the 1977 novel, The Shining. So he didn't even write it until 2013.
Wow, that's weird. Mm-hmm. Ran out of ideas or something, maybe? I don't know.
Oh, it's got some good people in it.
Interesting. All right, I'm looking forward to it. I'm very excited.
Do you know what's really cool about Stephen King?
He lives in Maine and he has a corgi.
He has a corgi?
Yeah. Did you know he... Well, I think he used to live in Maine. His house is like they're making it a museum or something.
But his corgi's name is just the craziest name. It's hilarious.
Isn't it like...
Calls it like the demon spawn or something.
Hey, I get it. Having a corgi ourselves, I understand. Yeah, her name's like...
It's hilarious. Hold on.
Isn't it like Beelzebub or something? Or
no.
This is good pod.
Oh, he calls it the Thing of Evil.
Yes.
Her name's actually Molly.
Oh, okay.
But he calls it the Thing of Evil.
Yeah.
She looks just like our Lou Bear.
Yeah. We should call her the Thing of Evil because she can be pretty evil sometimes.
She's pretty cute, though.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Well, Dr. Sleep next week. Looking forward to it. And maybe we'll try to have on the con men next week. I got to write an email.
Okay. Write an email.
See if they're free.
Tell them that they better have their thinking caps ready because I've got Lucy, you got some explaining to do.
If they're not free, we will maybe try to do a bonus episode. We got to do it, though. I think it's good synergy. Okay.
Right. I got to write my questions down now so I don't forget them.
Yes, you do.
Because I have a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of questions.
All right. Well, thanks for playing along, everybody. Thanks for being here today.
Yeah.
And always, this is episode. Are you ready? Are you sitting down?
Really?
50.
50. What? We got to redo episodes. This episode.
No, we're not redoing the episode. 50 doesn't matter. We got to wait till we get to 1 year, which would be 52, which is coming up in a year. And you know how I know this?
Because coming up in a year?
I mean, in a couple of weeks. Our website said that it's time to renew your domain name. Like, it's all happening, baby. This is our 1 year anniversary. It's going down soon.
Amazing.
We've done it.
1 year.
And it just now started to take off. So all you other podcasters out there, be patient.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you have cricket sounds?
What do we do? What did we learn anymore in the news?
Oh, no. We don't do any of that anymore. We really should. Really, we got to get back to our, back to our roots. See what I did there?
Oh, yeah.
See what I did there? Yeah. Did you like that?
I did.
That was good.
I did.
It's really good.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Do all the things. Follow.
Be kind. Wash your hands.
Wear your mask. Don't beat up your Asperger kid on Facebook.
Don't beat up any kid on Facebook.
Yeah. Just be kind already.
Just be nice.
I thought this new president was supposed to fix all this. I feel like everybody's angrier than ever.
I don't know.
All right.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers.